place to take you in, like on vacation and stuff.
You must have been in Colorado, Denver.
Mm-hmm.
About the cleanest city and the cleanest people I ever
went to. Nice, isn't it? I like it.
I just, I didn't probably like to live there at all, because unless I had my business. But if the people's friendly and they live slow, then I love the mountains. It seems like they talk to you every morning. You get up that old mountain, your name, we'd name it. Look like somebody laying there asleep.
Uh-huh.
You know, on his back. Maybe his nose. And you'd say, why can't we go around and just knock the top of it and change the look of it? The mountains never be changed. They look the same, all right?
Uh-huh.
But here, they fly all the ground. And Dan might change it. Looks the same, but them mountains just sit there.
Yeah, that's too big. Well, were you there like, how long ago was it that you were there?
It was in the 40s.
You ever been to Arkansas?
Yep.
Was that on like a vacation or?
Yeah, we just went through Arkansas and then Missouri to the mine and watching the mine that's got to call lead.
Yeah.
And zinc and stuff like that. You ought to see them little cars, you know, miles of track. These little things are going along that track, going in, coming out of the ground, going to that big old smeltering thing, I guess.
Yeah.
And it's just as quiet around there as nobody lives around there.
Huh.
And those things, that business going on and all.
Huh. Yeah.
You don't read about those things. You know, look like people write about that.
Mm-hmm.
We went through New Mexico from Albuquerque to Denver. I said, I'm going just, we got a road map and I found a little old trail and I just said, I'm going to see what we can find. We went up them unknown roads. We run into all kinds of people working.
Yeah.
Just mining stuff out of the ground.
Huh.
There wasn't no houses around there. They was all working their heads up. You drive out of that into something like that.
Huh.
I don't know what they were doing down there. Didn't no name, don't have no sign of what they were doing.
Hmm.
See, the road kind of follows the river.
Yeah.
And they'd be working below us down there.
I see, yeah.
And they were mining something, I guess. And we went up, that's the most beautiful place to go is we're not on the highway.
Mm-hmm.
And I kept going north. After a while, we come out of them mountains, and I could see the level ground, and, you know, more than one of those trees. But that beautiful stuff here, so them rock and every color, and big cliffs. And the road stays close to the river. That's the reason every time them floods cross the roads away.
Mm-hmm. Where else have you been? Name me some states.
Well, I've been in New Mexico. Arizona, I mean, New Mexico and Colorado, Kansas, Oklahoma, Arkansas, and Louisiana, Texas.
I'd
like to go to every one of them that I can.
Let's see, what was it?
Everybody talks to them.
Yeah.
Even Kansas is something else.
Is that right? I've never been to Kansas.
It just takes a few hours to get into that accent and think he's got up there.
Uh-huh.
It's strange. You get out of Oklahoma and get up that far, they're probably funny.
Huh. Did you notice that people could spot you as a Texan? I mean, they do me when I go.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and they say, what part of Texas are you from?
Oh, yeah. I tell you, you're Texan.
Yeah. Yeah, you can tell, all right. Let's see. The questions keep coming back to me, and then I forget them. Let's see, I thought of another one.
I wish you'd have wrote that chart.
Well, I'll bring it next time. I'm going to have to, probably have to now, is go back and mop up, you know, because they're going to be...
Well, you know what you're doing, I know.
Forgotten, you know. Okay, tell me about roads. What all different kinds of surfaces do they have for roads around in this, like in Elk County?
They have concrete,